and supporting Wednesday night service. Amen. I appreciate the Lord overshadowing us through another day, giving us this opportunity. Amen. All right, tonight, if you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. I'm going to go through some things tonight. I have probably a good bit of scripture. I'll be more or less maybe teaching tonight, I guess. But there's some things I want to remind you of tonight. I appreciate you being faithful on Wednesday night. And I guess I'm preaching to the choir tonight. But the Word of God's, it's good for us. We need to be reminded of what God says. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, the Bible says in verse number 1, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." I'm interested tonight in verse number 2, where he says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And can I remind you tonight, let me just ask you a question. How many of you have got a job? Raise your hands. You got a job. You're working. Now, does your boss require you to be faithful, dependable? Amen? You got things you got to go by, don't you? Well, let me tell you something. We're bought with a price. We belong to the Lord. And we have a work. We're ministers. We're ambassadors of Christ. And there's things that He requires out of us. And He says in this verse right here, it's required. It's a requirement of stewards or a child of God to be found faithful. And it might rub you the wrong way a little bit right there, but would you like to go back and be on your way to hell? I'd rather be blood bought and on my way to heaven having you and serving Christ with my best of my ability to do what I can to serve Him while I have life and breath. Amen? Listen, I want to talk just a little while on three things tonight as I look at this second verse right here, this thing of being faithful. I want to talk about consistency, compromise, and consequences. Consistency, compromise, and consequences. First of all, let's talk about the a steward that's consistent. We ought to be consistent in our Christian life. We ought not to be wishy-washy, amen? We ought not to be straddle of the fence one day and on the mountaintop the next and out serving the devil the next day. Amen? We ought to be consistent in our Christian life. God requires faithfulness. He's looking for people to be faithful. He's looking for people to be firm and dependable. Amen? Steadfast. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Brother Ken read that the other night. We ought to be steadfast. We ought to be different. And we ought to realize what a great debt we owe to the Lord Jesus Christ for saving us. I mean, you didn't deserve being saved. Amen? If we all got what we deserve, we'd be in hell today. We ought to be a thankful people, and we ought to be a people that's working. We ought to be consistent. Hey, listen now. We ought to be consistent in our Christian life. Amen. We ought to be trying to line our life up according to the Word of God and do the best we can to follow Christ as we go through life. Now, I want you to look in Ephesians chapter number 4, first of all, right here. in Ephesians chapter number 4. Let's look at a few things out of this passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's talk about, first of all, our work. Consistency in our work. He says right here in verse 1, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord. We ought to all consider ourselves prisoners of the Lord. Amen? Paul said, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation, wherewith you're called. We all got a job to do. Amen? God didn't call us to be spectators. He called us to be participators. Got two rights. No amens. Did you hear what I said? God called us to be participators, not just spectators. Amen. He said we've got a vocation that we've been called to do. And listen, if you don't know what you can do, or maybe you just ain't asked God to show you. Maybe you hadn't said, here am I, Lord, send me. Give me something to do, Lord. Use me, Lord. I guarantee you there's something that God has for each one of us to do in this life right here. He goes on speaking of some things right here. He speaks about lowliness. He speaks about meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And he goes on and he mentions things about gifts. And he says up in verse number 11 right here, he says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. You might say, well, I don't fit into any of those things right there. Well, some people are gifted with singing. And I tell you what all of us can do, we can all pray. We can all be filled with the Holy Ghost. We can all submit ourselves to God and ask God to use us, and God will. Amen? I've seen people that couldn't sing a lick get up and sing and be a blessing. Amen? Amen. I seen a little boy, I say boy, he was actually a man, but he wasn't exactly right. But you know what he done, Brother Lee? He was thrilled to death when somebody asked him to come up and sing. Now he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but he knew who he was singing about, and he was just thrilled to death to get up and do what he could for the Lord. And he was a blessing. We can be a blessing if we just not listen to the devil and get filled with God and offer ourselves to Him and let God use us. Amen? Listen to me now. In our work, in verse number 12, he says, for the perfecting of the saints, the gifts, the things that you and I can do, are for the perfecting of the saints, to be a blessing one to another. Perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God wants to equip you and use you to magnify His Son and to be a blessing in the body of Christ, to be a blessing in the church that you're a member of. He wants to use all of us in this work. And we ought to be consistent. We ought to be reliable, faithful. It is required. God's got a work for us to do. Not only our work and being reliable, but look over in chapter 5 and let's look at this thing about a walk. He says in verse number 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. How can I follow God? He makes it pretty simple right here in verse number 2. Walk in love. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We ought to offer ourselves a living sacrifice, what Paul said in Romans number 12. Offer ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, and we ought to do our best to stay holy and acceptable in His sight. Trying to prove what is that good and acceptable will that God has for us in our life. Right? Yes, sir. Amen. Listen. In our walk, how can I walk closer to God? Well, one way is to get into His Word. Study the Word of God. See what God requires out of us in our walk. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants to walk with you. We have to be agreed, though, don't we? Can two walk together except they be agreed? That's what the Bible says. We have to agree with God. And we have to want to walk with Him. Listen now. In verse number 3, he says, "But fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you, it's become as saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." Amen. Strong words, ain't it? But God wants us to walk with Him. Walk with Him in love. Love Him. Love our neighbors. Love one another. Let the love of God be shed abroad in our lives by the Holy Ghost. And listen to me. We need to be consistent in our work. We need to be consistent in our walk. Right? Amen. We'll do our best to walk with the Lord every day. You know what trouble most Christians are? They want to walk with the Lord about 10:45 on Sunday morning. Start walking with the Lord. We're going to church. We're going to serve the Lord this morning. We're going to give Him an hour of our time. Glory to God. That ain't walking with God. We come to church to worship Him. He wants us to walk with Him daily. To be the light of the world. Let the light of God shine through our lives. Listen. We need to be rooted. Rooted in some things. Rooted in love. The light of God needs to be shining through our life as we walk with Him in a daily walk. I'm talking about the servant that's consistent. We need to be consistent in our work, in our walk. And thirdly, in our warfare. This thing ain't no cakewalk. Amen? In the very next chapter, Paul says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." And can I remind you this evening, you ain't no match for them. You're no match for them. The devil will have you wound up in a ball. I mean, he'll ruin your life. He'll knock you out of this thing. You better beware of what the Bible says about this warfare. And we better be resilient in our warfare. I'm talking about get knocked down, you get up. You spring up. Bounce back up. You get wounded, you get hurt. I mean, you're going to have to shake it off and keep on going. Amen. Some of you fellas remember fighting back when you was a kid? I mean, it wasn't uncommon to get hit, get a bloody nose, was it? I remember back in grammar school, little boys, you know how little boys are? You can fight hard, but I mean, you can give it all you got and not even hurt each other. I remember we used to go out to recess every day and fight. And it got so bad that we had a science teacher. He got a pair of boxing gloves or a couple of pair of gloves. He'd walk around the playground every day. If he seen a fight going on, he'd make us put on boxing gloves and just duke it out. Wouldn't hurt each other, but you'd finally get tired and quit. But we're going to have to have some backbone and some guts in this warfare. There's too many people today that's willing just to get their little feelings hurt and just say, "Well, I'm going to the house. My feelings is hurt." That's exactly what the devil's going to try to do to you. Amen? We need to be resilient. We need to be able to rebound when we get wounded. Can I tell you something? The devil, he's going to see that you're ridiculed. He's going to see that you're reproached. He's going to see that you're rejected. He's going to do his best to get you depressed, discouraged. He's going to do his best to get you to quit. God ain't looking for quitters. He's looking for consistency. Amen? In this thing of warfare, he's looking for some soldiers that'll keep on fighting. And if your brother gets wounded and needs a helping hand, he's looking for some soldiers that'll try to restore him and help him back up. That's the way we ought to be as Christians tonight. Can I tell you something about somebody that was consistent? Jesus. He was consistent, wasn't he? He was ridiculed. He was rejected. He was reproached. And listen to me, he didn't throw in the towel, did he? He was consistent. He's consistent today. He's consistently listening for us to talk to him and to walk with him and to pray to him and to praise him. He said, look, hey, I'm telling you, we got a God that's consistent today. His ears are always open to his children. And hey, let me tell you, there's never been a prayer that he turned a deaf ear to. I'm glad we got a God that loves us tonight, and I'm glad we got a God that we can lean upon. I'm glad we got a God and Savior tonight that is consistent. His Word, friend, you can stand upon this book right here. Hey, everything that God has said in here, you can bet your life upon it. He's consistent. He's looking for some consistent Christians today. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. How's he find you tonight? How's the Lord find us in our consistency? Think about it. But not only the servant is consistent, but there's a sin of compromise. Boy, we live in the day of compromise. We live in the day of artificial this and artificial that and just no. God's looking for some people to be real and just stand upon what He's already said. Amen. I'm talking about in this day that we live. There's many things in this Bible right here that God calls an abomination and immoral that man has compromised on and just accepted it. God is looking for some people that will not commit the sin of compromise. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful to God's Word and what God says about sin. Amen. First of all, I want you to notice this. Beware of the day that we live in. We better beware and be aware of the day that we're living in. Because we're living in a day of apostasy. The day of a great falling away from God and from the things of God. And if you can't see that today, you've been asleep somewhere. Amen? And that's the day that we're living in. I'm not just talking about down at the White House. I'm talking about down at the church house too. Things like this are going on. Jesus said something over in Matthew chapter 24. Listen to this. He was talking about the last days. His disciples said, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus began to speak. And he got down to verse number 11. Iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's where we're at today. We're living in a day of a great falling away from the Word of God. We're living in a day of great sin where Christian people are their love for God's turned cold because of iniquity in their life. And the devil knows just exactly where your weakness is and what your temptation is. He knows just exactly how to get you to fall away. And these false prophets in the world today is just astounding to me. You know, people are gullible, ain't they? You know what gullible means? Stupid. Stupid. You know why people are so stupid? Because they haven't got a King James Bible that they've been in and studying and knowing what God says. Amen? For a man to have a church with 30, 40, 50,000 people and not be able to stand up and say that Jesus is the only way to heaven, he's got a bunch of dummies out in his audience. I mean, they ought to boot him. Amen? But people rely on what man says when we better be listening to what God says. Listen to me. Jesus said there'd be a lot of false prophets in the last days. And we're living in that day today. You ought to thank God to be in a church where the King James Bible, friend, is the only Bible that we're standing upon tonight, that we're preaching out of tonight, that we're teaching out of tonight. Hey, listen to me. There's a lot of folks today that's being deceived by false prophets. Listen to me now. Beware of the day that we're living in. Beware of false prophets. Beware of yourself falling away from God. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you as close to God today as you were 5 years ago? 1 year ago? Are you closer to God or are you further away from God? Does the things of God thrill you like it used to? You falling away? You left your first love? Beware. Jesus said you better beware. In the last days, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, many. He didn't say a few, he said many, shall wax cold. Watch out. Notice a few things right here. Let's look in 2 Timothy right here. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Paul writing here, you're very familiar with this. I know. I'm talking about the falling away. Paul is writing about the coming of apostasy. He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinence or no self-control, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." There it is. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're in love with pleasures today more than we love God. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. Read that. When you get home, read it. See if any of that stuff befalls you. He said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We live in a day where people think they're smarter than God. Amen? Just because we got us a little education, we prospered a little bit in life. Now the devil's crept into a lot of houses. One of the greatest avenues he creeps in is through television. Shake your head like this. Amen. There's junk on TV. Amen. You know what? My two grand girls come to visit me. I don't watch much TV. Maybe I probably, you know, I wear Fox News out. Fox News, Barnyard Builders. I love it. But now, let me tell you, these commercials comes on TV. I'm ashamed to have my granddaughter sitting in the room with me with. Amen. I'm telling you the truth now. Absolutely ashamed. And you better watch out. Creep into houses. You better watch out. The devil will creep in your house. Listen. Now let's look at chapter number 4. Chapter number 4. I'm talking about the sin of compromise. He said, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the Word. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." What I'm trying to do tonight. Exhort you. If you need rebuking, let the Word of God rebuke you. It'll help you. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry." We've got a ministry. We're ministers. We're stewards. We're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We better make full proof of the days and times that He gives us in this life. Do not compromise. Amen? In 1 Timothy, notice this verse. Mark it in your Bible if you hadn't got it marked. 1 Timothy 4:1. He says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." The Bible tells us we better try the spirits to see whether they be of God. Amen? And doctrines of devils. You know what the devil will do? He loves religion. The devil loves religion. You know what he'll do? He'll come join your church. Amen? He'll get his foot in the door. Hey, he might even brag on the preacher. The devil is clever. He's subtle. He's slick. He knows how to get himself magnified in the church house. Amen? But when he gets his opportunity, he'll try to get his doctrine in you. Amen? He'll get himself magnified. He'll get you to have confidence in him, and then he'll try to slide his devilish doctrine in. Paul is warning us about it right here. Hey, the Spirit is speaking expressly. In the latter times, some shall depart the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He didn't say they'd depart the church. He said they'd depart the faith. He'll stay right here, will you? Better beware. Better know what you believe. And who you believe in. We got a settled word. I'm talking about the sin of compromise. Listen, this Bible, go to a bookstore and look on the shelves. It's amazing what all kind of Bibles you can find. Amen. Hard to find a King James Bible anymore. You can find every kind of translation you can imagine on the shelves. But God's Word is forever settled in heaven. Doesn't matter what man rewrites about the Word of God. God's got it settled in heaven. He's going to judge the world out of this book one of these days. It's a settled Word. We've got a sovereign Savior. He said, "I'm the Lord and I change not." The world is changing in the day that we live today. Amen? Boy, things are really changing, ain't it? Sin is being accepted right and left. It seems like man has no shame anymore. But God has not changed. Listen, God has not changed His mind about sin. God will not change His mind about sin. And God does not want us to compromise. Amen? I don't care what Obama says, Hillary says, Trump says, and the whole shebang up there. I don't care who gets to be president. God is still God. God's Word still stands. And God's Word and our Lord God is the final authority in this thing. Amen. Listen, in Isaiah 40:8, the Bible says, "The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever." Isaiah said that. Jesus said over in Luke 21, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away." Glad we got a Word we can stand on. Ain't you? Amen. Over in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, there's a great warning over there. Let's read this word over in Revelation 22. When somebody tries to present you one of them funny Bibles, remind them of this. 22:18 says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the word of the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. That's some of God's final words before he give us the completed canon. So you better watch them birds trying to take away from this book. Better watch them birds trying to add to it. Amen. When God finished this book right here, he was through. All these folks that come along say they've got another word from God, you better watch out. Better watch out. Billions, let me tell you, billions of folks are being deceived today. Beware of the day of a sin of compromise. Beware of the devil. He's a deceiver. He's a destroyer. Let me remind you of something over in the book of 1 Corinthians right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And verse number 13. Paul says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." Now look at this, what he says. "And no marvel," listen now, "and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." A lot of men standing in pulpits today. Nothing but devils. Devils. Deceiving folks. Come, just work your way into heaven. Come, just join church. Just repeat after me this little prayer right here. You'll be accepted. I mean, there's so many ways, so many deceptions the devil has going today. It's amazing. Jesus said you must be born again. You must be born again. Beware of the day, beware of the devil, and beware of the decisions you make. You know, each one of us we're faced with decisions every day. We're faced with decisions that God sets before us every day. Noah, the Bible says, was moved with fear of what God revealed to him, what God said to him. He was moved with fear to the preparing of an ark to save his household. He made a decision to do that. He made a decision to believe God. Noah, you'll find Noah over in the Hall of Fame, over in Hebrews chapter number 11. You'll find him there. One of the heroes of the faith. But another man I know in the Bible made a decision. His name was Lot. Lot was a saved man. Lot made a decision to go into Sodom and to join those people over there. It destroyed his testimony. And it caused him great, great loss of his family. The decision to compromise. Lot decided he would just compromise. Boy, things looked prosperous over there in Sodom. He decided he'd just move on in, join that crowd over there. He compromised. He knew better. As much preaching as we have here, we ought to know better. Amen? We ought to be faithful. Now, let me move on to this last point right here. Not only servants that are consistent, the sin of compromise, but the significance of consequences. Anybody ever had to reap something? Consequences of something that something that you did, a decision you made. God wants us to make good decisions. Amen. God wants us to make godly decisions. Now I want you to notice in Galatians chapter number 6 what God has to say. In Galatians 6, and we'll be through here shortly. In Galatians 6 and 7, he says, "Be not deceived." Listen now. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know what's wrong in America today? America has sown to the wind, and we're reaping the whirlwind today. And there's more to come. Unless America turns back to God, unless God's people turn back to Him. Let me put it that way. We can't blame everything on Washington. Amen? God said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from hell and I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. So a lot of it rests on us. We can pray. Well, we are praying about this presidential election. Amen? Well, there's some fervent praying and ask God to give us somebody that'll turn to Him and ask Him for His blessing, for His guidance. Lord, help us. Sowing. Whatever we're sowing, we're going to reap it. You can plant a grain of corn in the ground, and it's going to come up and it's going to produce many, many grains. So whatever we sow, we're going to reap a bountiful harvest. Amen? Not only, I'm talking about the significance of consequences. Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. Who's got that? Isaiah 59. Y'all there? Isaiah 59:1 says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, listen now, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. The psalmist said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If we think we can live a life of sin and get the favor of God, we are deceived. A lot of times we pray and we ask God for this and we ask God for that, and we got hidden sins in our life, unconfessed sins in our life, and God don't hear us. Hey, we lose faith. When the problem lies with us, not with God. We need to take care of sin problem in our life. Because let me tell you something, there's a significance in the consequences. Amen? You can't live a life of sin and have the blessings of God too. Amen? Now, Romans chapter 14. You don't have to turn there. I'm just tell you what it says. We're all going to stand before God and give an account of ourselves. Hey, I'm going to stand before God one day. You're going to stand before God one day and give an account. That's scary. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I don't care how saved you are. Stand before Almighty God. God that knows all about us. And on that day, over in 2 Timothy, we won't turn there for the sake of time, but the Bible tells us over there that they're vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. And it goes on down and it talks about the snare of the devil. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to get you ensnared in sin. Amen? God wants to get you out of it. We got a great God, don't we? Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I hope when he comes, he finds us all faithful. Amen? Good to see you tonight. Stand with me.